Hey everybody, welcome to Super Freak with Tally. How's everyone doing over there? We're going to jump right in. Today's episode is all about how to exit recurring patterns. The loop isn't in your mind, it's in your field. Here, we decode the hidden architecture of your life through frequency, field, and form. This is anything but self-help, I promise you. If you're new to me, welcome. This is all about signal clarity, and it's about understanding your patterns at the quantum level so you don't just heal, you essentially rewire and reprogram your reality. And we do that through what I have called and dubbed quantum psychosomatics, which operates much like an application to an operating system, which is what Super Freak is. It's an intelligence field, and we are creating it in real time together. As you listen to this, as you continue to learn about what this work is, how highly transformational it is, I will do my best to be your guide along the way. So let us get into it. So this is coming off of, or will be, kind of a mini episode today. And I'm going to go deeper into single topics based on the questions that you guys have asked me the most. There's about 30 of them, and much of it has to do not so much about higher consciousness, which is all fine to know, but it's more about practical application, more of a grounded spiritual approach to how you could utilize this work to transform your life, which makes a lot of sense. So primarily how we do that is through pattern recognition and then the deconstruction of identity and then the reconstruction of it, which is essentially what consciousness architecture is. And that is, if you were going to give me a title, that is how I would title myself. And so most people try to fix their patterns with better thoughts. And you guys know how I feel about this. It's not about just think happy thoughts, change your life. That's a yes and. It's very incomplete in its approach. It's overly simplified. And quite honestly, I think it's leading to more spiritual psychosis than it is helping people. Because it's one thing to up-level and change your thought patterns, but it's another thing to identify the thoughts that you're having, being able to recognize the fact that you're having these negative loops, and then track it in the body and track it to origin. If you're not going all the way back to where these subconscious belief systems were created, then you're not going to be able to have the type of life that you truly want, because that information, that set of sequences, are going to inform all of the decisions that you continue to make. So it's kind of like cutting off a weed at the surface level and never getting into the root or the soil or the collective intelligence of where that seed was even originated from. It's not enough. You got to go deeper. Journaling is really, really important as well, because it's a way to identify how you believe, like what you believe about things and where your emotional state is, but that's also not enough. And affirmations, of course, that's just some very old school new age way of trying to get you motivated and stoked on life. That's going to fall short also, because if you truly don't believe that you are worthy of a life that you want to create, then affirmations aren't going to help you. So the loop doesn't break with any of these things. It's because it's none of this stuff is in your mind. I know you guys have heard me talk about this. I talk about it in the book, but your brain is a processor. It is not a creative producer. It has no idea what the hell is going on unless the observational aspect of you, the consciousness that is you, identifies it. And then you got to rework the nervous system, which is constantly recording information at every moment from your childhood till now. It's connected to the brain, and the body is in form. It's always present. And we're trying to get all these things in the same moment of time. So your field is what holds your reoccurring patterns. It's in your nervous system. It's in your memory lattice, meaning a geometric structure that has a completely different harmonic to it, that's organic. It's not part of a fixed, non-organic construct, meaning like this reality is very low vibrating, and we're basically trying to experience ourselves from a much higher level of intelligence and resonance, and then be in this world but not of it. We're here to awaken and live from our innate and perpetual intelligence, not in a dense form repeating the same shit over and over again and calling it a life. We want more, right? your biochemical addiction to a specific identity is also part of reoccurring patterns. It's not just about what you believe, it's about what your body became in order to survive. So first, it's important to understand that when you're stuck in a loop, it doesn't mean you're broken, okay? It doesn't mean that you aren't progressing and that the work isn't working. It means your system is coherent with a past signal. It's just referencing off of an old point. And the nervous system and the brain will do that because it's conditioned to keep you safe at all costs. It thinks it's acting on your best interest or in your best interest, and it's trying to keep you safe. So if we have a lot of instability when we're younger as children, and we are trying to decondition that much later in life, there is a gripping that happens in the body. It is a tightness, the body locks up, there's a bracing, because change is really, really uncomfortable. However, because we have neuroplasticity, we can rewire and create a completely different gene expression and behavioral expression by collapsing a lot of these patterns at frequency level now, because we're at a level of consciousness where we can do it at a much faster rate. There's more sophisticated level of speed available to us now. And that's why more people are changing in a shorter period of time, and why people are waking up much faster now than they did in the former 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, etc. So a few things that we will create in terms of strategies to keep ourselves safe, will look like shrinking to avoid criticism, will look like overperforming to earn love, will look like becoming kind of the chill one, the capable one, the one who never needs anything, okay? You become extremely hyper-independent. You become very, very resilient. You become a martyr or a perfectionist or a performer, or you claim and own the role of the IP at the expense of yourself when you're really the one who's purifying the patterns for your family. It'll look like ways that we dim our light, that we move into self-erasure, so on and so forth. That becomes an encoded way that we think, behave, breathe, operate, navigate life. It completely codes our fascia. It creates the field, our operating system. It gets encoded into all of it, and it becomes your default frequency. So part of what we're doing here with deconstructing your identity, like identity architecture, is moving you closer towards your frequency signature, your original blueprint, your little sonic fingerprint, if you will. So by stacking all these belief systems and these patterns up, you want to collapse the wave function. Essentially, you want to collapse all these different belief systems into a fresh new zero point. And what happens is your field, once we delete this stuff and the work that we're doing now, the way that you re-listen to these podcasts and your body gets it, or let's say your mind gets it, and your body gets it later, your body gets it instantly and your mind gets it later, is the field will reorganize around you. So you create a more harmonic signal for yourself, and it's, I call it spontaneous reorganization, okay? And you move much faster into a coherent experience. And more coherence begets more coherence. That becomes a recursion within itself, meaning you'll start to loop more in your own perpetual innate intelligence, and you have less suffering. So because you have more awareness. So there's five layers to collapsing a loop, okay? And I'm going to walk through this now. And then, like I said, this is going to be kind of like a little mini episode today, more instructive. Get your little journals out, a pad out right now, and start to write this stuff down. And notice, pick a single pattern that you want to really work on. You want to collapse totally. You don't want to operate from anymore. You don't want to be experienced that way. You don't want to create a feedback loop with that. You want people to take you more seriously at work. You want to reclaim your voice. You have to stop people pleasing. It's killing you. You're committed to stepping more into your own power. And if that is you, then I want you to identify what stepping into your own power actually looks like and feels like. And then we're going to go through these five steps. There are five layers to collapse. So grab your little notebook, grab a pen. If not, just listen to this and then re-listen to it, and you'll start to apply this into your life. Okay, so the first layer to collapsing a loop is to locate the origin pattern. Essentially, you're going to ask yourself, what survival need created this behavior? For example, I ghost people when I feel rejected, or I ghost people before I feel rejected. This likely encoded from an early imprintation of I disappear before I'm left, right? So this pattern carries a frequency, and that's what you're collapsing, not the action itself. Number two, feel the somatic holding pattern. Where does it live in your body? Is it your solar plexus bracing? Is your jaw tight? Does your diaphragm go offline? Do you freeze? This loop lives in your tissues. It lives in the body. So stay with the physical signal, not to fix it, but to witness it enough that it starts to kind of unravel. And you're going to kind of see if you can hold both possibilities. Like, what would it be like if I didn't have to brace before an uncomfortable conversation with a family member? What if I can just be relaxed and stay with myself instead and then see what emerges from that place? Number three, you want to interrupt the chemistry. So most loops are kind of these chemical compulsions masquerading as emotional truths. So for example, that will look like cortisol loops equals chaos equals at least I feel something. And then the body gets addicted to creating scenarios to release the cortisol to keep itself alive. The other one would get into oxytocin loops, right? So this is trauma bonding. I'm loved even if it hurts. And the next one, of course, we all know about dopamine loops, which equals performance. I'm valuable because I'm seen. So I'm going to show up and perform. And if I can't be loved, then at least I will be valuable. That's right out of the codependency, you know, workbook 101. So the detox here is choosing not to act, letting the urgency pass without reenacting the loop itself. That's when the field starts to reorganize. That moment, that little like break, that pause from your traditional behavior, if you can let that urgency or that compulsion pass without reenacting or reacting to a similar behavior, thought, belief system, etc., you start to disengage, you disrupt and you interrupt the chemistry. And then you can actually start to physically detox and discharge and kind of off gas that reaction out of your system and out of your field. And then you can re-listen to any of the meditations that we have on the shop or that I've got in the Healers Hub, the membership program that I lead myself, that and you can re-listen to them intentionally around a very specific behavior. So the fourth is to essentially disengage the field merge. So you want to interrupt the chemistry and then you want to disengage from the original field merge. So whose loop are you actually running? Your mom's scarcity, your ex's guilt spiral, your ancestral, you know, coding, this transgenerational epigenetic dumpster fire shit that we basically carry throughout our lives because our parents are doing the best they can. Well, question mark, right? And then they don't want to change. So we're the next generation to try to purify all these patterns on our own. So most of us don't collapse our original loops. We don't collapse them because we're not the only ones running them, and or we're not aware that it's not ours, right? We're just the latest rendition of our family lineage playing out the same patterns in perpetuity until all of this stuff gets interrupted. Chemistry, origin, transgenerational epigenetic inheritance, etc. So to disengage from that, you want to identify where you learned it from. So go to origin, right? Or at least in this life. And then a lot of the work that I do at all of my groups is teaching you guys how to identify the origin construct. How many generations is it back? How are you architecting this for yourself? How are you deleting these patterns out for yourself? And many of you guys can just listen and change despite having to do any of this stuff. But if you're body focused, you're going to know and feel it in the body first and then move through the deconstruction of the identities that you're holding on to kind of through the body first, and then the mind catches up, right? Or you think you have a really good handle on it mentally, but the body's going to tell you something else because the body keeps the code, not just the score, my friend, the code. So you want to identify where you're entangled with someone else's like kind of unfinished timeline and unfinished business in your family. So when you clear that merging, when you clear that responsibility of, oh, I took all this on too, it's like basically inheriting a storage unit. When you clear all that, you kind of automatically start to disrupt the chemistry and you break the recursion so it doesn't have to repeat itself. So the fifth in all of this is naturally to restore the original coherence. What does it feel like to be free of this loop? Like not in theory, but actual sensation. Can you actually drop into your body in a deeper way? Can you actually take a breath? Can you respond differently to people who were usually extraordinarily triggering? For us, it's usually a family member or familial dynamics, because many of us grew up with some emotional unavailability, narcissism, and we're so atrophied in self-belief that now we're desperately trying to like build up one muscle at a time, and every aspect of our life needs an overhaul. And then it gets really overwhelming and then people shut down. So that's why I'm saying, like, pick one pattern and then run through this process with one pattern. Just pick one pattern for a year and see what happens, because they're all connected. I promise you, it's a bundle. These are all frequency bundles. It's like, we buy one, get one free. Love that for us. So it's really important when you're kind of moving into the restoration process that you understand that the loop closes and collapses when you stop fighting it. So it's not through resistance that that happens. It's through irrelevance. Your field becomes so strong, you're signaled so strong within yourself, you're connected to this higher perpetual intelligent nature of you, and your signal becomes so strong, it's a center of gravity. Things just cannot exist inside of that. You're going to notice and see that people around you start to lose their minds. They can't hang out, they can't follow a conversation, you can't maintain a conversation with them anymore. There's too much incongruence. That's a very clear indicator that you've had a massive level up. And this is where it gets sad. And this is where a lot of people kind of say, never mind, I'd rather keep my relationships than continue to evolve and grow out because I'm too scared of what's going to happen on the other side. And we start kind of awfulizing and then moving into the what if, and the mind starts to go into panic because it hates change, and so on and so forth. So as a little bonus kind of segment, I want to talk about integration. So you don't heal a loop by being smarter than it, okay? You dissolve it by becoming so coherent, it can't survive in your system anymore. This is what field work is. It's not mindset. So get very curious about the patterns that you're running. If you're inside a loop right now, if you can pause, don't override it, study it. Track the signal, feel the body, interrupt the urgency, clear the merge, and restore. And then move through that cycle kind of over and over again. And naturally, of course, frequency work is, I'm here to help you guys do this over and over again, help you to give you definition and understand your experience at a different level. This is about the language of frequency and mastering it so you can master your life. This is essentially how we begin to exit loops. We don't fix them, but we outgrow their necessity. So healing a pattern versus exiting the architecture, okay? Here's where most people get stuck, okay? They're trying to heal a loop inside the same architecture that created it. Not helpful. So they're talking about their abandonment wounds, they're feeling their childhood rage, or they're refeeling their childhood rage somatically. They're having, they're doing through these somatic exercises where they're shaking and all the things. They're naming the nervous system freeze responses, but still building relationships, businesses, and identities around the exact same safety strategy. This is what I see happening online a lot. That is not helping you. And this is why people like who are really trying to do something else and new in this paradigm, if you're trying to get people to make money online and you're not actually talking about any of this stuff, you're going to fall flat. It's why it becomes a gimmick, and people who are trying to do pioneering work get a bad name. But that's not how you resolve a loop. That's essentially loop optimization. And we are in the age of optimization existing form, not deconstructing and reconstructing architecture. Those who are in this work, if you're listening to this, you're in the latter. you are all about reconstructing architecture, creating a new earth experience, deconstructing identity of who you think you are. You're here to do real work. And this is why I have so much reverence for all of you who can sit in the fire. If you can sit in the fire and face yourself, the results will be exponential and the science will take care of itself, I promise you. You'll create enough momentum to despite yourself, and you will change despite yourself. I've said this before. The train has already left the station, y'all. I mean, there's going to be opportunities for you guys to get off if you'd like, but that's up to you. So like tuning into this work and then checking all the way out and then tuning in and checking all the way out just completely slows your progress. So stick with it because you're worth it. So I'll leave you with this question. What part of your reality is still organized around the very thing you say you want to heal? So that's kind of a trap. You don't just stop the loop. You have to exit the geometric structure that made it necessary. And you're doing that by moving through these five steps so you can anchor coherence into an identity that is not designed to survive distortion, but it's designed to amplify your intelligence, your innate and perpetual self-source intelligence. All right, you guys, that's it for this little mini episode. If this episode landed, share it, leave a review, or better, come into the space where we can actually do this work. All right, you guys, until next time, stay curious, question everything, and disrupt the looping of what you've already outlived. Big love, and I'll see you next time.